Socialism in the United States. I didn't ask Elaine on the air this, but I know I can say it. I'm thrilled she's going to be going to Carnegie Mellon. I didn't realize this May 1st decision day that so many students make now. Elaine's one of our Pittsburgh Youth Media Core folks, so I'm happy that she's doing it. Thanks to Chad Green for a great mix, and also to Ty and to Joseph and Ricky, who have been out there doing things. And I'll meet you here next week. Ricky and I will both meet you here next week. And we're going to let Brad sing us out with a song that we know it came to him. He picked one he knows he wants to do.
So I'm going to do one more song prompt song, and I'm going to do a song that I co-wrote with one of the talented young songwriters who moved to Pittsburgh, Mirabelle Skipworth. She's been in town for a little over a year. She and her husband moved here from Illinois, I think. And just a whole lot of exciting new people in town making great music. So this is a song. The group prompt was Lounge Act, and this is a song that I co-wrote with Mirabelle to that prompt.
The Lounge Act has a song for you, a number they would like to croon about the roses and the moon and how love ends too soon. Red velvet glides across the stage to match the flower in the vase. This melody was once the rage. The Lounge Act knows the tune. It's bound to fade. Might as well belt it out for the people. Listening to you. Applause rings softly in your ear. The curtain call is drawing near. You wipe away a silent tear for songs you left unsung. The Lounge Act knows the catalog of love and loss and sing-alongs. The ones they learned when they were young across the many years. It's bound. Listening to you, the final page. The show is over now, so the Lounge Act takes a bow. The people trickle out.
Thank you for being here today. Look for him tonight, First Unitarian Church in Shadyside. Song Space, Brian, thank you for being here as well. I hope tonight's going to be a beautiful night.
It will be. It will be.
We will look for you next week here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday Mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Broadcasting from approximately coast to coast and from one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, you're tuned to the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, and Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 12 o'clock.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down.
Stranger than this show on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. I'm Jay Thurber. Good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon, to do off yourself to swing. Your cup loud, the crash of the Chedwick Institute Group for Ecology, Jay Thurber at 12:03. More music time. Here to put the move in your groove, dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And a full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Let your input affect our output. Also taking your requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 74. Right now, outside our weather window, 67 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in just about 20 minutes.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know it will.
Jay Thurber!
Come on now, gotta smile, get happy. In and turn on.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, something I can laugh about. I feel good
in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine, good day, sunshine, good day, sunshine. Then we lie a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
And it's Johnny Dillon. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling on Radio 9.
Oh, you father, ever love me. And let me give you some good advice. But I'm gonna ask you now. You better think about it twice. Why you lie? She's no woman. There is something you never even thought of.
Jay and the Shondells on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. I've just been informed that in the 1 o'clock hour that Roy Mulhill apparently...
Was this at our expense?
Apparently at the station's expense, is in London. And we'll have a report from the coronation. Just finding out about this now. Coming up at the 1 o'clock hour, so stay tuned. From 1962. Were you up this morning listening to Paul the Mockster? We have this show on 88.3 WRCT. It's called Viva La Mock, and it's been hosted by Paul the Mockster, I think, since the late 1950s. And I think it was originally on the Mutual Network and then moved to WRCT. Anyways, he always does what he calls a midnight mock, where he takes a song or a series of songs, and they fit a certain theme. And last night's theme was hit pop songs covered in Spanish or in other languages. Often songs that started out in English and then switched to a different language, like this one by Freddie Fender on Radio 9.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar. Y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
Fender. Number one song for him in 1975. Went to number four for the year. Born Valdemar Huerta in San Benito, Texas on Radio 9. And this is Jay and the Americans. We're going to check weather next. We also have some new music coming your way.
In a little cafe just the other side.
Americans on Radio 9. At 12:22 chime time, new music from Lizzie McAlpine coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I have been told, as I mentioned, that Roy Mulhill is in London. How much did this cost us? Anyways, I wish we would talk about this. Well, I know I missed rehearsal. I wish we had talked about this, that's all. Anyways, Roy Mulhill is in London, and we're going to hear from him in the 1 o'clock hour about the coronation. What else is going on? You might want to avoid the downtown area today and most of the east side of Pittsburgh tomorrow, because the Pittsburgh Marathon kicks off this weekend. There's actually a 5K and a kids marathon today downtown and on the near north side. You can find out more about that at thepittsburghmarathon.com. Pittsburgh Public Safety has issued a reminder to everyone that due to the large scale of the event, residents and visitors should be ready for road closures and parking restrictions on Sunday. Multiple neighborhoods will be affected from the early morning hours. Public safety bureaus and city officials are staging along the course and across the city to ensure that everyone stays safe and has fun. Public Safety Director Lee Schmidt says the city is excited to host the running community from around the country. This is only the second Pittsburgh Marathon since the pandemic. And as large events continue to regain momentum, Schmidt said, there is no better way to celebrate than with runners as they cross the finish line. Police also asking people if they see anything suspicious or dangerous to immediately call 911. For that full list of closures and alternate routes to travel through the city, visit thepittsburghmarathon.com and get all of your information there, okay?
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weatherman plots, whether you believe it or not.
The National Weather Service yesterday actually issued a forecast saying that if you need to get the grass cut, today is the day to do it, which I feel you'll personally offended and called out by that. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 74. Cloudy overnight, low 51. Showers on Sunday, high 73. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm Sunday night, low of 60. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Monday, high of 74. Tuesday, showers likely in the morning, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, high 71. Wednesday, more of the same chance of showers. Otherwise, partly sunny skies with a high of 69. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the J. Thurber Show, 69 in Beaver County, 64 in Butler, 67 in Washington, and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 65 right now at WRCT. CMU's very independent freeform station with new music from Lizzie McAlpine.
Make it move faster. Lovely to be sitting here with you. You're kinda cute, but it's raining harder. My shoes are now full of water. Lovely to be rained on with you. It's kinda cute, but it's so short. Then you're driving me home, and I don't wanna leave, but I have to go. You kiss me in your car, and it feels like the start of a movie I've seen before. Before.
album is called 5 Seconds Flat, and that's new music from Lizzie McAlpine here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And I'm some Dusty Springfield to take us to the bottom of the hour. It's the Top Down Sound, heard the whole town round. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
On the blog today at jthurbershow.com, but there's a really good one of my favorite podcasts is Omnibus with Ken and John, and I'm going to talk about the topic that they had the other week that I think you will enjoy. It's music related and it's oldies related. I'm Jay Thurber, speaking of oldies, here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McGeesport. It's 12:31. FSN News for you, 1 o'clock. Radio calendar on the other side of that. This is June, your Walker and the All-Star.
He's a fine, fine, super fine boy.
Love on Radio 9 412-385-7450, taking requests also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show.
The name game. Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bonana, Fana, Bo Burley, Fee, Fine, Mo Merrily. Shirley. Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingan, Bonana, Fana, Bo Bingan, Fee, Fine, Mo Mingan. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say now, let's play. I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an O. And then I say the name again with an F. Third plane, then a B. Then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bobano, Bonana, Fana, Bofanel, Fee, Fi, Momonel, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob dropped the B's, Bo, Arb, or Fred. Fred dropped the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. The M's more airy. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Bo.
Then Banana, Fanner, and Fo. Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bo.
Then a Fee, Fi, and a Mo.
Fee, Fi, Mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Bo.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony. Tony, Tony, Bo, Boney, Banana.
Shirley Ellis from 1965 over on Mastodon. Some clever name points out that the Midnight Mock last night, or I guess it was this morning. When, it's hard for me to say the Midnight Mock was Saturday morning, but Viva La Mock happens Friday night. I have no idea what's going on. No wonder I'm confused. Anyways, some clever name tells me that the Midnight Mock was not covers. It was the original art. You're right. You're right, because it was the original artist. It was Roxette doing Roxette. Nielsen doing Nielsen, however, en español, much like Mr. Freddie Fender. So thank you for the correction. I beg your pardon, grant your grace. Hope the cattle spit in my face.
Jay Thurber, does it by request?
Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He recently took a trip to Sedona. He'd like to hear Telstar by the Tornadoes. You say them, we play them on the Big 900. West the Tornadoes with Telstar. Not only is this the weekend of King Charles' coronation, it's also Kentucky Derby weekend. My friend Vince Guerrieri says it's a great weekend for people who love big hats. More music after this.
The Pennsylvania Veterans Foundation, dedicated to serving Pennsylvania veterans, their families, and the organizations that support them. If you're a veteran, learn how they can help you. If you want to help our veterans, learn how you can help them. Visit paveteransfoundation.org. The Pennsylvania Veterans Foundation, serving all who served.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
More music. Wonderful weekend.
King Creole.
There's a man in New Orleans who plays a rock and roll. He's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name. King Creole, you know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Out of hip shaking King Creole.
King Creole.
When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his skin tall like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat. He bends a string and that sauce you wrote. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole.
King Creole, King Creole,
King Creole. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens.
He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole.
Yeah.
You know he's gone, gone, gone. And a pack of chicken, King Creole.
Something evil, then he plays something sweet. No matter how he plays, you gotta get up on your feet. And when he gets a rockin' fever, baby, heaven sinks.
He don't stop playing till his guitar breaks. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole.
Yeah.
You know he's gone, gone, gone. Out of him shaking King Creole.
A little tribute to King Creole. I mean King Charles on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 12:47. Much more music time. New music from King Falcon coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. It is Coronation Weekend in England. And I think I join millions of Americans when I express our deepest and most heartfelt to our friends in England. But what else to tell you about? We should tell you, probably read one of these underwriting announcement thingies. Are you familiar with these underwriting announcement thingies? Support for 88.3 WIRCT comes in part from Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar Bakery offers a casual place to study and a place to meet friends, including scratch-made pastries, a coffee bar, and six packs to go. Sidecar Bakery in Oakland is open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Mondays through Saturdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sundays. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on 88.3 WIRCT, email pr@wirct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you can.
Pirates continued a rough week. They lost their fifth game in a row last night to the Toronto Blue Jays by a score of last night the score was before the game even started, I can tell you that the score was 0-0. Why did this thing scroll up on me? Okay, 4-0 last night. Pirates only had 4 hits in that loss. I lost the doggone thing with the thing. They play today, the Blue Jays, again at 6:35 at the Ball Yard on the north side. Let's just skip the rest of that and go to some of the other news, thank goodness, which is still here. Houston starter Luis Garcia needs Tommy John surgery and will miss the rest of the season. It's another big blow to the Astros' rotation. The defending World Series champions announced Garcia's status before Friday night's game in Seattle. Houston beat Seattle by a score of 6-4. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the New York Yankees 5-4 on Friday night. It led to Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash being ejected. After Randy Arozarena homered in the first inning and then was hit by pitches in his next two plate appearances, Arozarena walked slowly toward first base, whipped his bat in disgust towards the Rays' dugout. There was yelling between the benches, prompted Cash to rush out of the dugout and argue with the umpire. That got him tossed from the game. Anthony Santander is heating up, which is another good sign for the Baltimore Orioles. Last night, he homered from both sides of the plate, including a grand slam, as the Orioles won for the 14th time in 17 games, 9-4 over the Atlanta Braves. Philadelphia Phillies slugger Bryce Harper was saluted with a 25-second standing ovation prior to his first at-bat in Friday night's game against the Boston Red Sox. Harper was playing in his first game in Philadelphia since he had Tommy John surgery during the offseason. And what was the final score on that? I don't have a score on that game. We'll get that score for you the next time we update sports for you. For that contest, incidentally, between Major League Baseball, between the Phillies and the Red Sox at Citizens Bank Park in Philly, was delayed after a fan had to be carried out of the stadium. A fan fell into the visiting team's bullpen, requiring medical attention. Witnesses said the fan was reaching over from the seating area in an attempt to retrieve a ball from a flower bed when he fell and was taken off the field in the stretcher. The incident delayed the game. The Red Sox won by about 10 minutes while medical personnel attended to the man. And that's the railroad there trying to get in on the act. A wild and eventful day at Churchill Downs yesterday saw 3 Kentucky Derby horses scratched, a trainer suspended under the shadow of 2 horse deaths, and 2 Derby Day starters briefly running loose on the track. Those events shifted focus from today's 149th run for the Roses at Churchill Downs, which promises to be a hard-to-handicap puzzle.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Let's get out of sports because clearly I have no idea what the hell is going on. Look for mostly sunny skies today with a high of 74, cloudy overnight with a low of 51. Showers likely Sunday, high 73. Showers maybe a thunderstorm Sunday night, low 60. Showers and thunderstorms Monday, high 74. Tuesday, showers, high of 71. And then on Wednesday, chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Berger Show. 69 in Beaver County, 67 outside our weather window in McKeesport. 65 at WRCT in Oakland with new music from King Falcon.
Give me the keys, I wanna drive a Cadillac. So I'm floating down the road and I'll never come back. I've been waiting for the middle of the night, cause I gotta keep it covered till the time is right.
will make our getaway.
Single from King Falcon called Cadillac here on Radio 9.
Yeah, yeah, think we do. Baby and me, we listen to
Radio 9. It's out of sight.
Records last weekend in Millvale. I've been on this Johnny Carson kick lately, so I've been buying Doc Severinsen records. From 1966, Doc Severinsen and his orchestra. With It Ain't Necessarily So, gonna take us to news time. 1966 album High, Wide, and Wonderful. That's Doc Severinsen and his orchestra on Radio 9 with me, Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock. Well, we thought the news was next. What's going on with the news here? How about you try doing the news this time? Huh. Well, hang on just a second, because let's try this.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The World Health Organization has declared that COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. The declaration comes more than 3 years after the global health body raised the alarm. The change of status comes after the weekly death rate for the virus fell to around 3,500, down from its peak of more than 100,000. The WHO estimates that at least 7 million people have died so far as a result of the pandemic, but admit that number could be as high as 20 million. U.S. prosecutors investigating classified papers found at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate say they're working with an insider witness. The Department of Justice is seeking to determine whether the former U.S. president tried to remove sensitive documents from a storage room in response to a subpoena for their return. FSN's Sally Patterson has more.
According to the New York Times, the Department of Justice is speaking to an insider witness who worked for Donald Trump at his Florida estate. Sources say investigators are trying to develop a fuller picture of how documents the former president took with him from the White House were stored and who had access to them. The identity of the insider has not been disclosed, but they could be a significant step in the investigation. The employee has reportedly already handed over a picture of the storage room where the material was held. A spokesperson for Trump condemned the investigation, calling it a targeted, politically motivated witch hunt. Sally Patterson, New York.
Republican lawmakers in North Carolina have passed a 12-week ban on abortion, setting up a showdown with the Democratic governor, who's vowed to veto the restrictions. FSN's Tony Waterman has more.
It took Republicans less than 48 hours to get the bill through the North Carolina legislature, an unusually swift passage. It's now headed to the desk of Governor Roy Cooper. The Democrat has vowed to veto what he has described as extreme legislation. But North Carolina Republicans now hold veto-proof supermajorities in both the state Senate and House after Democrat Tricia Cotham switched parties last month. She had put forward a bill to codify Roe earlier in the session, but this week voted in favor of the 12-week ban.
Business in the U.S. labor market remains resilient despite substantial headwinds. FSN's William Denslow reports from New York.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics has announced the country added 253,000 jobs last month, compared to the 180,000 many analysts expected. The unemployment rate is down 3.4% and now at its lowest level seen since 1969. The robust jobs report comes despite high inflation and jitters over the health of the US banking sector. Average hourly earnings ticked up 0.5% in April, which is more than analysts expected. This is a closely watched gauge on inflation and comes off the heels of the Federal Reserve's move to raise interest rates again.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport. We'll be right back.